بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين In our previous lesson, we learned of the manner in which the body will be lowered into the qabr, and we spoke of certain du'as that are recited on that occasion. Then the manner in which the qabr will be filled, and also the du'as that are recited when one is filling the qabr. Now, we will discuss the grave, the qabr itself. What should the qabr look like, and how does one sort of fill up the qabr? How high should the qabr be, and what is allowed with regards to the qabr and so forth. The shape of the qabr when filled should be like the hump of a camel. That is how the qabr should be. It should be slightly raised from the ground so that people can identify it as a qabr, and so that it is not desecrated. So like a camel's hump, the height should be approximately 25 to 30 centimeters. That is how high it should be. Not too high as well, and not too low. It should not be made square or into any other shape. We don't make it into any shape, into a square shape, or into any other shape. It is left naturally. All types of buildings and enclosures on or around the qabr are not permissible. Buildings on qabr have been emphatically denounced in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu has prohibited us from this, to make any form of structure around the qabr, unless one fears that the qabr might collapse. Sometimes the ground is such, due to excessive rain or due to other causes, the qabr might sink in, and as a result we are required to perhaps use bricks and maybe some cement in order to solidify the qabr. Then there is a valid reason to do so. But for no reason to build something around the qabr, to build a structure over the qabr as well, any building of any sort, to build a tombstone, for example, by the qabr, all this have been prohibited by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and must be avoided. Yes, one is allowed to have a plate that will bear the name, perhaps, of the deceased person, or a certain number through which people may identify the qabr. Sometimes a person wants to visit the qabr, and they need to know the specific location of the qabr. And if it is not marked, then over years you will find that people will no longer be able to identify the qabr. So that is why, for identification purposes, one is allowed to mark the qabr by placing a number at the qabr, or perhaps writing the name of the deceased person on a plate so that people can identify the qabr. That is allowed. It is mustahab to sprinkle water on the grave from the head to the leg side thrice after the qabr has been shaped. This is mustahab. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, after burying a deceased person, would ask the sahaba to take some green leaves and just plant these green leaves or these stems or branches into the qabr itself. And the reason for that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is that these leaves engage in the dhikr of Allah until they become dry and wither away. So perhaps through that dhikr that these fresh green leaves are engaged in, it will have a positive impact and some positive effect on the person buried in the qabr. So sprinkling of water, and generally the sprinkling of water is in order to make the soil firm. That is why water is generally sprinkled over the qabr. After the burial, once the burial has been concluded and the qabr has been filled, then the first ruku of Surah Baqarah should be read at the head side of the qabr, the first ruku. From Alif Lam Mim right up to the end of the first ruku, a person will go to the head side of the deceased person, and that is where that ruku will be recited. Then the last ruku of Surah Baqarah should be read at the leg side. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those concluding ayat of Surah Baqarah, that person who recited it at the head side, he will now move towards the leg side, and that is where that section will be recited. As far as dua is concerned, after the burial, it is valid. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion made dua for a certain sahabi of his after the burial had taken place. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand towards the heavens and he made dua for the deceased person. So here too, one after the burial has been concluded should make dua, raising one's hands, facing towards the Qibla, making dua for the deceased person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.